Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video, find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Here we go, let's hear what they say. Now we go, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine.
And Geneva. Hello friends. Bravo.
Breaking news. Little Ariana Grande got pulled over for a Dewey. Man,
a Dewey.
Go to college and move on with your life.
Why are you still in Atlanta?
Drinking and driving for loser.
So dumb.
God,
drinking and driving in 2020. You know, ever since we've had Uber, Lyft, whatever, is the dumbest decision. And I have no sympathy for people who get caught.
No, like,
it's just dumb. Makes no sense.
There should be checkpoints. We should be living in a police state, which we do.
We should not.
No, I'm just joking. But there should be checkpoints up like crazy to get these drunks. How can people, that blows my mind. Like bars everywhere. How do you think these people get home?
Yeah.
Everybody's drunk. I find myself to be like 80 years old on the road, like Friday night. Vernon's begging me for a foot rub. It's like, I got to keep my eyes on the road. It's a Friday night. Like it matters. Everybody's probably drunk all the time.
No, we were. Oh, when we were in New Orleans, like that's the latest I have been out in forever. Like we were at still at the bars, you know, between 1 and 2. And you just see the turn of like we're now and everybody's in a bad. You know what I mean?
Especially
like,
at that place.
There is a time of night where it's like we went from fun and games to all this shit could go left in a second. If you're not with the right person or if the crowd's not happy or like we can all it's all. There's gonna be fights and drunken throw ups and like, you know,
when
so
we
you
were
see
kids.
It
we just never realized it. I know we drove past the playground
drunk.
We go to during the daytime all the time. And if we drove by, I'm like, look at the playground. It's real creepy at night, isn't it, kids? So really try to give them nightmares. And then I was like, never go to a playground at night. Nothing good happens. And Tyler chimes in. Yeah, nothing good happens at a playground at night. Or all I think about is Love After Lockup with the people meeting on the swing.
Right. Side. Oh, it's the best. Oh god. All right,
any
listen,
other Bravo
like
news?
To,
I can't think, but
I'd
I think
like
I know where you're going.
At the top, which is I don't want to talk about Southern Charm because I fucking hated it.
I have one thing to say though, I have to talk about, but I
please
hated it. It's probably my most hated hour of freaking TV I've ever watched from Bravo.
Dumbest thing I've ever seen.
I'm feeling
the
insulted.
Only thing I will the fact that you put all those people in that place for that dumb fucking event, like everyone
canceled
should be fired
the show.
this season has been terrible, unwatchable
canceled.
So I think I'm done with it. If you want to keep watching, feel free to let me know if I need to watch, but I think I'm good on Southern Charm. The one thing I will take away from this was Shep is such a fucking child that he is having multiple breakdowns at a dog wedding. Like, he can't even deal with being in a wedding environment when it doesn't even involve him. It's insane. And he is a baby.
He's so worried about no one in my family's ever got divorced. But yeah, I'm sure somebody's screwing somebody on the side, Shep. Nobody's life is perfect. Your little family's not perfect. And Taylor, it would be the worst thing that ever happened to her if she got involved with you that deeply. Okay. Get a life. You've already embarrassed your entire family, almost choking on a chicken bone in the airport. I'll never forget that. Get a life, Shep. The only part that saves me is I love seeing Naomi, even if it's produced. All the producers hate Naomi by inviting her back. They must love Craig. He's slipping them pillows on the side because they are giving Craig and Paige the most epic edit. Did you see that? Paige is like, or what's her face? Blondie.
Naomi.
Madison goes to Madison. Paige when they go to talk. Craig and Naomi go to talk at the stupid reception. And Paige is like, she's missing out. I reap the benefits or whatever. And Paige plays that role good. I can't help but like Paige sometimes. You know, she's so cute. But Naomi does come off kind of desperate and sad. What do you think?
It is. Yeah, no, I agree. That's the only part that I'm.
That was fun
watching.
Yeah. That's been the only redeeming part of the whole season, but it's not worth watching.
No, it's really not. It's terrible.
It's almost worse than Vanderpump Rules. Olivia and her dad. I can't look at her parents. I don't want to ever see them on my television screen. They scare me.
Whitney playing that guitar during that ceremony. I never want to hear that sound again. It was horrible. All right. Yeah. We're moving on.
Terrible. Paige is adorable in that pink dress, though. She is so cute. Oh, there's one thing I have to say, though. Craig, I look from him head to toe wearing that suit. There's something so nice about a man wearing nice dress shoes, and Paige should teach him that. To me, if you're wearing a suit, you don't put sneakers on. This isn't a joke. I like a dress shoe on a man. It makes it you're grown up masculine, and the shoe just ruins it, but the sneaker, sorry.
Okay. That's good. You have to get it out. Should we talk nice Real Housewives of Atlanta? Great season. Loving it. The opposite of Southern Charm. Great
episode.
Best
hour of Bravo for me this week.
I couldn't agree more.
I love it all. I loved it.
I hate this season arc for Marlo is like a real, it started climbing and it's just going downhill. Cause if you start coming for Candy, you're going to lose me too. It's not just Kenya now.
How could you say, what's his face? I guess Drew didn't know that he wasn't going to adopt him. She said in the after show or somewhere that she didn't know until at the table, and he bombarded her with that, which she kept a good poker face.
That's insane.
It is. But I can see, I guess, where he's coming from, but he's still there for the kid. Marlo, you've dumped your kids off for 30 days is the magic number. Every time she says after 30 days, why can't they come back before 30 days? It makes me sick.
She is delusional. The way she fights is like also delusional. I mean, the way she was coming at Candy and then like, I mean, just in front of Todd, just like coming for her. And then I love Todd being like, I was behind scenes on this shit. You remember, you bought your way into this circle. It's like, oh, fuck. I love that kind of stuff.
I like Todd. I really have grown to like him.
Me too. I have to. Especially
he's a good partner for Candy.
Flashbacks in this episode and you realize it's been 10 years.
Yeah.
You know, that's a long time, particularly being on reality TV.
You can feel the bond between them too. I like him. And he's there for her. He gives her good advice. Like last week saying, you know, just if you want to do it, do it. And spend the money. Who cares? With the flashback, you're right. I thought about you. Candy must be super loaded that the mom is like nuts about Candy's money. She must be loaded. Beyond, and she does have that. She was writing songs before when money was really lucrative.
just no scrubs she could live off of probably for the rest of her life, I bet.
And then she said, I'm worldwide, but she just says things that are legendary.
I'm worldwide, bitch. What are you talking about?
I love her. That.
You can tell, like, again, Candy has a few triggers, her, like, which I think Marlo hit all in one thing, which is like your mom. She hates when people come for her mom. Don't come for Todd. Don't come for her
such
career.
A stupid thing to say, right?
It was so dumb. All of it was dumb. I was just sitting there like, Marlo, what are you doing?
If anything, she's had to fight. It's been a nightmare with a mom like hers. I love Mama Joyce, but she's a nightmare.
Oh, she's a nightmare. And you can't talk shit. She's alive. You can't say anything. You got to just.
I love her, but she is difficult. I mean, I'm blessed with such an angel mother. I say, think to myself all the time, like, God.
See,
crazy.
Like, I think, see, Marlo does stuff like that where I'm just like, God, Marlo, why? And then she does.
She
stuff
can't
like
back when, it up. She dumped off Kenya, her nephews.
Right. When Kenya picks up like the random date and then Marlo's like, she's picking up a stray. Harpo, who is this man? Like that kind of shit I love. Like, I love her doing that, but she's a mess.
Was that staged? I don't feel like Kenya would do that. And then the guy's coming in her room.
Odd. But then he left, right? In the middle of the dinner. That felt real.
Yeah.
Like, I think he just took off. Like, fuck this, which I would do too. I'd be like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. And then I would never come back.
Poor Kenya. She's a catch. I don't feel like she's. It's interesting. Someone like her, and she's. I mean, she just got out of that bad marriage, but she's interesting.
Even when you see the Kenya flashbacks of all her relationships, you're like, God, she has terrible judgment.
Yeah.
All of them have been bad. I forgot about Walter.
Oh, weird. A weird pick for her.
Very. All of them have been odd choices. Matt was weird. Very violent. Creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not good picks.
I don't know who I picture her with. I feel like she needs to be with like a nerdy tech guy or something.
I think this is going to be a good drama filled trip. I love that there's a bunch of other people there too. It really kind of amps it up for some reason. Like all these randoms they brought along. I'm into that.
You know what? I was listening to some podcast and someone made a really good point that sometimes the friend of, they don't tell them that they tell them they're going to be a full-time housewife. And so these people act crazy and they want it. They're acting like they are a full-time housewife.
Oh,
and
then
at the last minute, they
say,
isn't that interesting? We've never thought that.
That is smart.
Or learn that.
So then it's like they thought they were a housewife, but they're just the super annoying.
So they act and then they see like what maybe what this person's made of or something. Mm-hmm. That's sneaky shit, man.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is interesting.
Sonia's interesting, obviously, but she keeps saying over and over, am I doing good? Am I doing good? I almost felt bad for her.
She picked a nice hotel. That's an improvement from her house party, like they mentioned.
Her place is making her. Some whatever
I'm excited to see
something.
Them run next week. That's gonna be hilarious. I thoroughly enjoying the season of Atlanta.
Me
though.
Too.
I mean, this fight at the dinner was great. That's an all-time Candy line right there.
It was awesome. Yeah. And I love seeing Sonia's got a front row seat to a good Candy fight, which I would give my life to get. I don't understand why they didn't have Marlo when Nini was on. It would have been fun to see them full time together. I know that we didn't get Marlo part time, but just to have.
Yeah.
Candy saying, oh, she doesn't want us to see her sponsors.
Mm-hmm. That was good. I mean, she's getting money from somewhere.
Yeah.
Interesting. Love to see who.
I love the season. It's my favorite. Yeah. I love Candy. Candy's just. Good. After all these years, she's still so authentic on camera. You can't make that shit up. The way her facial expressions are, it's just great. And she's either bored or she's hungry or she's going off. It's all authentic.
Yep. It is.
I love when she says, I got to eat. I got to get here. I got to get there. I love it.
Yep.
I love her.
Yeah, me too. All right. Let's talk Beverly Hills.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Vim, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old-school greats and new-school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
I don't even know here.
Homeless, not toothless is hilarious. It's not hilarious, but it's hilarious. And Sharon Stone's knocking at Dorit's door, asking her to be a part of it. What the hell's going on? We got Melissa Etheridge.
I love Kathy. Who the hell is that?
Kathy is really a psychopath, though. Did you see Watch What Happens Live?
I heard
with
I
Lizzo.
Didn't watch it.
But she, oh my God, you need them to see it.
I almost don't want to.
Oh, it's insanity. It's insane. It's crazy. Precious isn't even a person. She's a character.
Yeah, great point. Oh, God. See, I can't deal with that. What? So she said,
who is this person? It was a picture of Lizzo. And okay. Kathy Hilton goes,
why would they ask
is
her that?
Or they're just, who are these people? Or I don't know. I don't know if it was all Black people or if I should rewatch. But she's like, a picture of Lizzo. And she's like, is that Precious? And it's like, that movie was 15 years ago, probably. And I don't know. It's just weird.
So what did Andy do?
Andy was like embarrassingly laughing. I mean, he was blown away. He couldn't believe it.
Oh, my God. That's horrible.
But yeah, Kathy Hilton's a piece of shit.
Yeah, definitely. She's barely there.
I don't buy that. She makes my skin crawl. She's like leaning away from everyone. He's like, why are you trying to get off camera, Kathy? She's like, oh, I'm shy, in a baby voice, the fake voice that she Paris did. Yeah. Oh, and he's like, you're on a TV show, Kathy. It's like, Kathy, you are a psychopathic person behind the scenes. I don't buy this whole.
Yeah,
I'm
in
shy.
The last year, she's made concerted efforts to stay on television with Paris's show and negotiating her return on Beverly Hills. So
she's a terrible person.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. That's my Kathy bashing for the day.
I mean, this whole charity event was weird. Rinna like losing it at the end in front of all of those people. Just the hysterics.
I feel bad that she lost her mom, of course, but you can't believe anything that comes out of her mouth.
No, like she didn't remember saying, get the fuck out of my house. Of course you remember. Like what, you blacked out? Maybe.
I couldn't even remember. I had to really rack my brain about what they're fighting about over the Elton John party tickets. Who gives a shit?
I know. There is an air of like, you know, the things that Beverly Hills argues about is so like ridiculous, you know.
And I can't stand Kyle revving up the engines, and then she's sitting in the middle. She's like, oh, I don't know. It's just,
yeah,
there's something really sickening about all of them.
I know. When they all walked in, and these again, just these ridiculous, other than Garcelle, but like again, just ridiculous outfits.
Yeah, Garcelle
like,
looked good.
It's just like it's all too much. Like I just want everybody to relax. Erica's dress far too short, shoes far too tall. It's just not appropriate for dinner to me.
God, my brain's dropping her name. Who's the new girl?
Diana.
Why? What producers decided to give her this much time?
I know.
Why would they do this?
We had to watch the whole singing scene with her fiance and the lunch and like, yeah.
She's like, he's just a child. That was a weird thing to say.
Very weird.
Erica in her confessionals, like, I don't want to be on medication. I don't want to be in this house. I don't want to be in this position. The way that she is so, such an actress.
Yeah. Yeah, she definitely is.
Oh, sorry. Your $3-4 million house in the middle of West Hollywood, or wherever the hell you live. That
isn't good enough for you.
With a pool.
Right.
Get a life.
Yeah, with, I don't know. Rinna wasn't bugging me. Now she's back to bugging me.
Oh,
Erica's lost me.
The fake
so
crying.
The cast I'm starting to turn on a little bit, which is never a good sign.
Rinna's long hair was, I just want to barf. I can't look at her with the long hair. I don't know why in that dress.
Yeah.
So did PK get a DUI or he didn't get a DUI? Why does he keep saying I got a DUI, but then he says I wasn't booked? So did you get one or you didn't? If you didn't get one, would you keep saying when I got the DUI?
No, I would definitely not. I would not say a word. If I get off without a DUI, but
I'm saying I got a DUI. And why is Lionel Richie and John Legend spending time with him?
I mean, PK seems like he'd be a good time, you know?
I know, but it's just how, what is he doing for them? How does that happen?
Yeah.
Is he really that big of a manager that he would be involved with them?
I meant to tell you this. Speaking of celebrities, my Uber driver into New Orleans worked for Brad Pitt's nonprofit in New Orleans for years or something. And so knew him and like, whatever. Said he was like the friendliest guy ever. And then he said like that Angelina Jolie was like, terribly cold.
Oh my God. Yeah. Really?
And he said like real thin in person, like way, like just like sickly thin, like her arm looked like it would snap off. And just said like her whole vibe was cold, that like when she came around, like the whole energy of everything shifted, and that it was just like, he could see it coming. That's what he said. Yeah.
Did you see that video I put up on her Instagram of her dropping the kid off at school? Fascinating. Yes. She looks so normal. Like, I wouldn't even
look. Did you see how skinny she looked?
Yeah, she reminds me of my friend's mom growing up, though. Just, I wouldn't look at her and and even recognize her.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. Like, Angelina Jolie is one of those celebrities that has maintained an Uber celebrity status, but, like, name the last other Maleficent. Right.
Right.
Like, what's the big Angelina Jolie role? Since, like, Girl Interrupted and, like, the shit she was nominated for. And like Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
It's like 2000, what, two?
God, somebody together a whole like reel of Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt together. They were just the cutest. What a dirtbag move it was for him. He regrets that. I know he does.
He definitely does. Definitely. Yeah.
Wow. Rewatching Seinfeld. We just somehow were looking because we watch It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia till the wheels came off, and we're looking for a comedy. So I started it, and the first few episodes are leave or take it. I got my first belly laugh the other night, so it got me hooked. Because at first I'm like, this show's shit. Who the hell wants to watch this shit?
Seinfeld takes time.
And I grew up watching it, but it was just like, this is overrated. Maybe I thought it was good. It's not, you know? And so then, but it's I find it to be very quiet and soothing and hypnotic. Like, TV shows now seem like there's so much more
DJ
noise
watches
happening.
It to like go to sleep.
Yeah, it puts me to sleep. Yeah. And I said Jerry Seinfeld's hot when I was watching it with Tyler, and Tyler like took such offense. I'm like, even George looks handsome, Tyler. He's like, I thought you would say Kramer's the most attractive. It's like, well, I didn't. Okay, Jerry Seinfeld, I thought he looks cute. I don't know. I'd go, don't you think Elaine's hot? And he's like, I don't. It's like, oh, shut up, Tyler. Get a life.
Would you, Elaine, the way they dress Elaine, so like frumpy.
They did.
She's way hotter in Veep.
Oh, she's smoking. Is. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
PK and Mauricio talking about the outfits. PK is such like a little kid from the redhead from the Sandlot. Like, no, take the wives. It was very funny. Take the wives out.
The wives are out of it. No, the wives are out. The wives are out. I love that. I love that kind of talk.
Did Mauricio, was he just being nice to say Dorit, or does he really mean Dorit? Because Dorit did look foxy. I got to give it to her.
Yeah, she did. Yeah. High and tight. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, he got his preferences. Dorit and Rinna. Very interesting.
After 25 years, do you find your wife the most attractive? I don't know. You know, is Kyle? I don't know. I think Kyle is such a snake. I can't imagine. I see she's not attractive to me, like, because she's
all of them,
a nightmare.
Who are you picking?
As Dory.
Dorit. Yeah.
And I can't believe that. Well, she's changed. She's molded into Hollywood.
Right.
Maybe I would have even, maybe in person, Erica could be pretty, but on the, but she's so ugly to me because of who she is.
Or Garcelle. Or Garcelle.
Like right. Garcelle. Yeah.
Garcelle.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting.
You heard Garcelle say she's had no Botox.
Yeah. She looks
amazing.
Great.
Yeah.
She's a beautiful woman inside and out. Yeah.
She really is. I love that she's also not pretentious and she's spent her entire life in Hollywood. That's really hard to do.
And her kids seem really good. And I love her. Yeah. She's adorable.
Did you watch Below Deck?
Oh, sorry. My last thing was Crystal talking about Finish Line. I remember that store and it really brought back memories. Yeah. It was fun going in at Finish Line.
It was.
All right. That's it. I must say, I loved this episode of Below Deck.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Okay.
It gave me everything I wanted. Firings. I think Captain Sandy's doing a foot. I love Captain. This was my first season of Captain Sandy. I
couldn't agree more. Great season for her. I think the only, I really like Kyle. Now I know his name. Thank you.
Love him.
Love him. He's obviously a very nice guy.
The way he wakes up Captain Sandy. I love it. Or he went and got her.
The chef has to go. Has to go.
Like, he's a lunatic.
You can't act like that. You just can't.
He's Joe Goldberg.
You can't call people sluts and shit in a work environment and share a room
at all.
Are they? I'm sorry, but did I miss something? They didn't move. They didn't move rooms, right?
I think they didn't maybe show it, but they are. Captain Sandy's making sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Captain Sandy can sense he's a lunatic and that girl is scared of him.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's what happens to some guys. They get you know, sleep with them a couple times and they lose it.
This is stalker. Yeah, this is stalker behavior. Like he would stalk her if they weren't in the same
place. Oh, yes. Yes.
100%.
And he will forever.
And he would think he was justified in stalking her. That's a creepy part. Like
he's a creep.
Yeah, yeah. I don't like it at all. I wouldn't even want to eat his food. No. I don't even want to put it. It's the energy is off.
He pricks blood and puts it in there so that we all have to be a part of him. I can't stand him. I feel bad for her. If my kids ever call a woman a slut, I will disown them. You do not call a girl a slut. I hate that.
It's not a good term.
Guys can have sex with the whole freaking school, but they're not a slut.
Double standard.
He's a psychopath.
Yeah.
And she senses it. Yeah. He's nuts.
Yeah. I didn't.
Men and women shouldn't be allowed to bunk together no matter what, unless it's dire circumstances.
I kind of agree.
Unless they're in a relationship. Right. Yeah.
Or if it's not like same sex situation or, you know, I don't know. If Captain Sandy, if you plop me into this season, I'd never seen anything else. I'm like, man, she's a great captain.
She's
really handling it. She's doing a good job. She's coaching people. She's firing people.
Yeah.
She's keeping people in line. She's doing a good job.
She fired Reagan in such a nice, honest way and gave her such high hopes to move on and do better and encouraging words. Didn't come off like a wacko.
No, definitely not.
I agree with
this
you.
This is a redemption season for Captain Sandy. This is her ultimate girls trip redemption.
And is she doing it consciously? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Are they just editing her different? Has she decided that she's not going to bop around the ship all the time like a lunatic?
Right. I don't know.
Love the Storm. Interior, I'm turned on by a storm.
Yeah. Storm's great. Hot. Yeah. The crew's starting to like come together. I think the interior is super efficient. I love their working vibe. I like that nobody's coming for anybody. They seem to actually like each other and like working together. Like that's what
I love how Kyle sees the guy crying having a breakdown and doesn't be two-faced. He's like, oh boy, I'm not dealing with this, and just goes and gets Captain Sandy. And that's the best thing you could do, is really highlight what a lunatic he is.
Totally. That was good. Kyle said something about like coming out when he was young, it was so hard or whatever, and he was like, it was real shit, but the best veggies come from manure or something. Aww. Like, just, he's so cheery,
he's
like,
cute.
Yeah, I like
gives
him
good vibes.
Yeah.
And I like a cute love boat story, like Storm in the middle stew. It's healthy.
Yes. What's her name? Couldn't tell you.
No clue. Number two.
Yeah, she's a number two.
Yeah, I must say I'm really enjoying it.
Okay, you came around. The first two, you were out.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it was boring as hell, but once Captain Sandy fired Reagan, let's make a decision, move on.
Yep.
I was like, I love it.
Yeah, I'm into it. Yeah, it was fun.
It's all comes down to the captain's a big part of it too. I guess I hated Below Deck Med for a while because Captain Sandy was driving me nuts.
Same.
But
I am rooting for her to stay even keeled, not nutty.
I really enjoyed it. And fun week of Bravo. Favorite was Candy. She's a VIP.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more.
Love
it. Low point was the dog wedding.
Drew's a good housewife because she wasn't a big, huge part of it, but she ebbs and flows.
Yeah, she is good. She's grown on me.
She's a good fit.
She's nuts. She's nuts.
She's
a good
is.
Fit for the cast.
Her and what's his face? I want to say Ralph. They're a great fit.
Nuts.
They belong together too. They really seem like a good pairing.
He
seems like a nice guy. It seems like he does care about her kid.
God, I could not. don't agree with that.
But you think he should adopt the kid and be on the taxes like Marlo said? Oh, okay. Yeah. So you don't believe that there was a real talk with the birth father?
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
I just don't think he's that good of a guy. I don't
know. Okay. Okay.
Stop with the assistant getting massages and shit. Let us not forget.
That's true.
Unbeknownst. No one knows where he is. He's not quite father of the year here. I don't know.
Yeah.
Husband of the year.
That's true. All right, guys. We love you.
We'll be back. We love you.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video. Find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.